This is a CBC podcast.
Smart Shift applauds the conversations of Mansbridge one-on-one. Dr. Mark Tremblay.
The health burden of obesity has now exceeded that of smoking.
Join the conversation at cbc.ca/smartshift. Smart Shift, presented by IBM.
Backbencher, one woman's journey through the snake pit of Canadian politics. The buzz on Parliament Hill is there's a snap election coming. MP Nellie Gordon can't believe it. She also can't believe that her old boss, Earl Higgins, is in Ottawa and wants to meet. And her party leader, Charlie Dunn, just called a special caucus meeting. And she's running late again. Backbencher, Episode 8, written by Wendy Lill, Home to Roost.
Thanks for coming on such short notice. It seems the government's been polling nonstop since surviving the budget.
Excuse me, sorry I'm late.
Sit down, Nellie. I want you all to hear this. From reading the tea leaves, it looks like they're about to drop the writ.
What does that mean?
It means the PM visits the Governor General and calls an election.
Believe it.
Their polling must be telling them they can get a majority.
No way.
Yesterday we heard they rented a plane. Today they're telling their MPs to get their nominations out of the way and line up campaign space.
But we just had an election. I'm still in debt.
None of us want an election. That's a given. But we've got to be ready for it. No. We've got to be more than ready. We've got to be pumped, energized, and chomping at the bit to get our message out. And that message is, a vote for us is a vote for strength, leadership, and integrity. So what do you say, team? Are we ready?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Are we ready?
Yes!
Then bring it on!
Suddenly, this place has morphed overnight into a new level of hyper-crazy. People talking about renting planes and campaign offices. Am I running again? Again? Are you kidding me? I'm still getting my head around being here the first time.
The Honourable Member from Oshawa Centre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the leader of the New Democratic Party, my question is to the Prime Minister and will be brief and to the point. Does his government have the courage to take its lackluster record to the Canadian people?
Hey, Herb, what's with all this election crap?
Why are you asking me?
Well, there's got to be some advantage to having a government seat, mate, like inside info.
Maybe I don't have any.
Yeah, sure. Have you ordered your brochures yet?
Lay off. I'm not in the mood.
Are you going to get a new picture taken? Maybe you should cover up some of that gray...
Take a hike.
I was kidding. Herb, I like your hair. It's distinguished. I was just teasing.
Leave me alone.
All right. What's with Herb Proctor this morning? What's with this whole place? Right now, the big question is, what's my old boss, Earl Higgins, doing in Ottawa? And what does he want from me? Hello, Earl.
Nellie, come on, sit down. What'll you have? My treat.
Nothing, thanks. I've only got a minute.
What? No time for a prominent constituent? With an election in the air?
Can I get you folks?
Bring us two coffees.
And
two of those gooey almond croissants. I'll twist her arm.
Good choice.
You look hot in that suit.
Earl.
You don't like compliments?
What are you doing here?
Just one of my regular schmooze fests. Catch up with the news. Visit my MP.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm glad you got the tap turned back on for the summer jobs program. Just in the nick of time. I need to staff up.
What do you mean?
Coastal Playland. My entertainment park down the shore. If I didn't have to pay salaries, I can put in a beer garden. That's where the money is. 10 jobs will do just fine.
Pardon?
Well, if you could slide 10 jobs my way, then...
Earl, you can't just snap your fingers and say, slide 10 jobs my way. There's a process. Everyone else followed it. Why shouldn't you? You had to get your application in over 2 months ago.
Well, I'm applying now.
Well, it's too late. All the money's been allocated, and it's against the rules.
I know the drill.
Earl.
I've been around this with my last MP. You got some discretion. Move a job from here, one from there.
Not if you haven't even applied.
Look, there's always a way around things. This isn't a big ask. What's the big deal here?
The way you do business. The way you treat people. That's the big deal. You're a sleaze, Earl.
Sit down. You got pretty upscale all of a sudden. But I remember when you were a crummy, low-rent gambling addict stealing money from me, and I got a videotape to prove it.
Let go of my arm.
You think you're too important to bother with me now? Well, think again, because I can always put your videotape of shame on YouTube.
What?
You think old Earl's not hip enough to know about such things? Wrong-o. I've got someone converting the old beta tape right now. It'll be transferred to my computer tomorrow.
You wouldn't.
All I gotta do is press send. Bling. It's out there. People love watching others' dirty little secrets. The scummier, the better. In fact, I bet your hoity-toity upscale son logs on as soon as he gets home from school.
Let go. You're the scum, Earl.
10 jobs, Nellie. Let's meet again tomorrow at West Block Cafeteria, 11 o'clock. See what progress you've made.
I was expecting you right after QP. There's so much to do. Where have you been?
The Byward Market.
The market?
Having coffee.
Ben voyons donc. There's time for coffee while the whole place has gone election mad?
Will you back off? I was having a meeting with a constituent.
Sorry. It's just that... Are you all right?
Just tell me what has to be done.
Well, I've got a list.
Okay, what's on it?
Well, you need a campaign manager. MPs usually use their writing staff, but Sean's already in way over his head.
Oh, stop dissing Sean.
I'm sorry.
What else?
You have to be nominated.
I just was nominated 4 months ago.
It has to happen again. There's a process. All MPs have to be nominated before each election. Those are the rules.
Okay, fine.
Except you still haven't completed the process from last time. The disclosure form?
I know that.
But now the federal party knows too.
What?
I was hoping it would be years before anyone noticed and this would all just go away. But they brought in some super keen organizer and she just called to say she noticed it's missing.
What did you say?
That it must have got lost.
Good.
No, not good. Because Miss Efficient is sending over another form and wants it back right away.
Fine, we'll just keep throwing it out like before.
No. We won't. And don't say we. You have to do something. I can't cover for you anymore. I tried, but it didn't work, and now you've got to fill it out, or... Where are you going?
AWOL.
But you've got to...
Here you are, madame. Our finest dark ale. Enjoy.
Don't worry, I will.
Bit early for that, isn't it?
Proctor, what are you doing here?
On my way back from a meeting. This is a shortcut.
Right.
And sir, you'll be having...
Tomato juice, please.
Oh, you and your tomato juice.
So, how's Earl Higgins doing?
Pardon?
Someone saw the two of you having coffee in the market. I told you, there are no secrets in this town.
How do you know Earl Higgins?
Word gets around. Your predecessor, Kenny McNeil, was always dodging him. You should do the same. He's a master at getting his hooks into people.
Tell me about it.
How bad is it?
I don't want to talk about it.
So you're just going to drink. That's constructive.
Your juice, monsieur?
What about you? You almost bit my head off today.
I hate election hoopla. It's a waste of time.
Then why are we having one?
In search of the elusive majority.
What about the cost to the taxpayers?
When there's a majority in sight, no one cares about that anymore.
Whoa, where'd that come from?
I'm off work. I can say what I like.
It's just I've never heard you talk like that.
It's a big, muddy river that keeps on flowing.
What is?
This place. Jump in for a while, try to keep your head above water, and then bang, you hit a rock.
Herb, what's going on with you?
It's my turn.
Meaning?
I don't want to talk about it. Bartender, this is for the juice and the young lady's beer.
Change coming right up.
It's okay. Keep it.
Thank you.
My advice? Whatever it is, fess up. Or it'll just get worse. It always does.
Thanks a pile.
You're welcome. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Herb.
Madame, would you like another?
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Renee.
Bonjour. So, how are you?
Could be better. I took a major detour to the hotel bar last night.
I see.
I had a lot of thinking to do. I'm sorry about what happened yesterday.
That's okay.
No, it's not. You've been a friend. You've stuck by me. And because I haven't had the courage to face up to something, I made you compromise your ethics. I'm sorry.
Bon. Thanks.
And I'm sorry for dragging Sean into this.
Sean?
He's an innocent bystander, too.
I don't follow.
Earl Higgins is the constituent I had coffee with yesterday.
Earl Higgins?
He made me hire his son for the riding office job, even though Sean didn't really want it.
Nellie.
Earl Higgins knows some nasty things about my past. In fact, he's got them on videotape, and now
Nellie,
he's trying...
wait.
What?
This isn't an office matter. I don't think I can help. You need to talk to the leader. Go see Charlie Dunn.
This way.
We can get right down to the river from here.
Thanks for seeing me on such short notice.
No problem.
Here we are. Good place to talk. Renee said you wanted to see me.
I've got a problem.
Let's hear it.
When I was in my 20s, I was working in a sports bar in East Nova. When I wasn't slinging beer, I got into using the video lottery machines in the back room. Just to pass the time.
Uh-huh.
Except it got to be way more than passing the time. Pretty soon I was feeding the machines every spare second I had and running through all my tips.
I don't like where this is going.
It gets worse. After I ran out of tips, I started taking $10, $20, $50 bills out of the till. I couldn't stop. It was like a sickness. I had to feed the machines.
What happened?
One night, the owner, Earl Higgins, called me into his office to show me something. He'd been taping me for months on closed-circuit TV, stealing money.
Shit!
He said he wouldn't tell the police if I paid it back, and I did.
Well, that's good.
And I joined Gamblers Anonymous, and I got myself clean, and I put it all behind me.
But Earl Higgins didn't.
No. He filed the tape away, and when I got elected, he started to come round asking for favors. He said if I didn't hire his son, Sean, he'd expose the tapes.
And you did hire him.
I hoped that would end it. But he's back with another demand. I have to put an end to this.
Damn it. The timing couldn't be worse.
I know. I'm sorry.
Can we wait and deal with this after the election? I don't want to lose you or East Nova.
That would just keep the lie going. I don't want to do that anymore. Besides, Higgins says if I don't find him jobs for his theme park right away, he'll put the tape on YouTube.
What a bastard. So, what do you want to do?
I want to hold a press conference and confess to what I did and resign.
Whoa, Nellie.
The people of East Nova didn't vote for a liar and a thief. They deserve a lot better.
They could do worse.
That's what I've decided to do. I've made up my mind. I just wanted to tell you that.
Are you sure about this?
Yes. And I want to do it today. After school.
Pardon?
After Ben gets home from school so he can watch it. I want him to hear it from my mouth, not someone else's.
It doesn't get any easier, does it?
No.
You sure about this?
I'm sure.
Okay. I'll come with you.
You will?
Of course. We're a team.
Okay.
Do you want to walk back to the house?
No, I've got some calls to make, and I've got to see someone.
Okay. I'll get Renee to set this up. Nellie?
Yeah?
You got guts.
Yo, Nellie Gordon's riding office, the MP that rocks.
Sean, it's Nellie.
Oh, jeez. Hi, boss. Sorry, I know I'm not supposed to say that.
It's okay. Look, I need to tell you a couple of things.
I'll get a pen.
You won't need it.
Okay.
First thing, I did some really dumb stuff that's about to catch up with me. And after today, we're both gonna be out of a job. I'm sorry.
Bummer.
Yeah. Second, you're not useless. Don't let anyone ever tell you that. You're unique, you've got style and energy and your own kind of smarts. You're the one who made that office rock.
Wow.
So whatever you do, stand your ground. And don't let anyone push you around. Not me, not federal office, not your dad, not anyone. That's all.
Well, thanks.
Now, I gotta go. Wish me luck.
Okay, boss. Good luck.
Bye. Hello, Earl.
Nellie, right on time. Have a seat. You want a coffee or something?
No. Earl, I've been thinking about what you said yesterday. And you're right.
Now you're talking.
I do owe you. You did help me back then. You forced me to see where I was heading, like jail if I didn't smarten up. You gave me a jolt and it worked. So thanks.
Hmm. Okay. All good. So, I guess we should talk some business.
No. No more business, Earl.
Come again?
I'm having a press conference today and I'm going to resign.
You're what?
I've decided to come clean. Fess up. Admit to what I did 13 years ago. I'm not going to hide the past anymore.
Oh, come on. You're going to throw this all away? This place? Geez, all those nice duds?
I am.
Hey, this is way over the top. Let's talk.
I don't want to talk.
Nellie, we can help each other. We can work together.
I don't want to work together, Earl. I want you permanently out of my life.
You're serious?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry you feel that way.
Well, I do. And once I confess, your tape is useless.
Well, don't be so sure of that.
What do you mean?
I can run the tape on YouTube at the same time. Liven up the show. Maybe the big networks will want it too.
No.
Oh, yeah. Take it to a whole new level.
Why would you do that?
Because you gotta think ahead to get ahead.
What?
Election's coming. You do the big mea culpa, played side by side with the sleazy crime tape. The other guy gets back in. I get credit for serving it up on a plate.
You are a bastard.
See you around, Nellie. Sorry we couldn't do business.
Hello?
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Mom.
So, what did you have for lunch?
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
You got a game tonight?
Yeah, Memorial Junior High. We're so gonna blow them out of the water.
Ben?
Yeah, Mom?
I need to... talk to your grandmother.
Hold on.
Ben?
Yeah?
I love you.
I know. I gotta get back to school. Bye. Hey, Grandma. Mom's on the phone.
Hello.
Mom, I'm having a press conference this afternoon.
Press conference? Well, aren't you the smart...
Mom, I'm resigning today.
You're what?
It has to do with stuff that happened a long time ago. I can't turn this around. I tried, but there's nothing I can do. It's just gonna unfold.
But...
Mom, can you just please make sure that you and Ben are watching CPAC this afternoon? Just be there with them, please?
I will.
Thanks.
Nellie.
Yeah?
This is a shock.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, We'll pick up the pieces when you get home.
Okay. Thanks. Bye, Mom. Well, that was tough. Now there's just one other person I need to tell. Herb Proctor. He wasn't in question period today, but I think I know where I can find him. Proctor, why weren't you in QP?
Didn't feel like it. Who do you think you are, my mother?
Herb, you're drunk.
I am not. Just tired and emotional.
What's going on? What happened to tomato juice?
I hear you're meeting the press. Don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, well, I'm fessing up, like you said. Anyway, I came here to say goodbye.
You're the last person who should be leaving. You're an asset to this place.
Well, thanks. So why are you drinking? Talk to me.
They've asked me to take a hike.
Who has?
The party. They've asked me to step aside.
Why?
The riding's changing. The liberals are coming on strong. They want me to quietly exit stage right. Let a young woman of visible minority take the nomination.
Can they do that?
Not officially.
But you've given 20 years to this place. That's just not fair.
What's the last thing you saw that was fair? Anyway, no one deserves a seat for life.
But still, they...
That's enough of my grousing. What time's your press conference?
I'm meeting the leader in 10 minutes.
You better go.
Are you going to be all right?
Go. Get out of here. But remember, when you're standing up there in front of those parasites from the press, everyone in that house has made mistakes. I sure as hell made a lot of them.
Herb...
It's not the mistakes that define you. It's what you learn from them. Remember that.
Okay.
Good luck.
You too.
Hi, Nellie.
Hey, Renee.
Most of the press is here already.
Oh, great.
We'll just wait until the leader's ready to introduce you.
Okay.
How are you?
How about terrified?
You don't have to do this. You don't have to let some two-bit thug destroy
you. Renee, it's all going to come out on YouTube. Or worse. I have to deal with this.
But...
I've made up my mind.
Ben, let me fix your collar. And your hair's a bit...
What am I going to do without you fussing over me?
I don't know. Let's go. Don't answer it.
It's Sean.
You don't have time.
Just one sec. Sean, I can't talk now. I'm about to have a...
I know, boss, but...
But what?
Well, I was thinking about what you said, about standing my ground, taking charge of my life.
Well, good, but I can't talk about this now.
That was cool. And no one's ever kind of talked to me like that before.
I'm glad, Sean, but I've got to go...
So, the thing is, my dad gave me this old crap beta tape to convert, something about wanting to put it on the internet.
Oh, he gave it to you.
Yeah. I thought I should take a look at it first for quality, to see if it was worth saving. And I decided it wasn't.
Sean?
Then, wouldn't you know, I spilled my milkshake all over it, and it's gone for good now. Thought you'd like to know. You still there?
Yeah. Thanks, Sean.
Good luck.
Nellie, let's go. The leader's ready.
Everything okay?
I think so.
Then we'll start. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the press. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for waiting for Ms. Gordon. One thing you need to know about her, she is late for everything, including her own press conference. Nellie joined our caucus 3 months ago. And ever since she arrived, she's been learning, questioning, and challenging everything that goes on here. And it's been good for all of us. There's something very real about Nellie Gordon. And I want to say here and now, whatever the future holds, it has been an honor to get to know her and to work with her. And now, without further ado, here's Nellie.
Thank you, Charlie. And thanks for putting up with me. And thank you all for coming today. I've got this statement here, but it's already out of date, so I'll just wing it. When I came to work yesterday, it looked like there was an election on the way, and people were asking, are you running again? And I guess, after much drama and soul-searching, I've decided the answer is yes.
Bravo! Pardon.
Thanks, Renee. I've decided this is an important place to be, and it's an important job to do. And I've got an awesome team supporting me. But before anyone decides whether to vote for me or not, I want to tell the people of East Nova about some serious mistakes I made in the past. Things I neglected to mention the first time round. When I was 23 years old, I developed a serious addiction to video lottery terminals. I made a lot of choices that I really regret.
And so the feeding frenzy begins.
And looking back...
Welcome to the hill in all its glories. I don't know what the future holds either. But one thing I do know, win or lose, this smart-mouth rookie from the end of the earth is finally moving full speed ahead, not back.
Miss Gordon, are you already aware of your addiction?
Episode 8 of Backbencher is written by Wendy Lill. In the cast today, Joanne Miller is Nellie Gordon. Louise Renault is René LeBlanc. Nigel Bennett is Charlie Dunn. Lee J. Campbell is Herb Proctor. John Dunsworth is Earl Higgins. Corey Bowles is Sean Higgins. Jacob Robertson is Ben Gordon. Deborah Allen is Catherine Gordon. And Gary Levert is the bartender. This is our final installment of Backbencher. We'll take you from the politics of Parliament Hill to the deserts of Kandahar Province as our award-winning drama series, Afghanida, returns next week. If you've missed any past episodes of Backbencher, you can find them through the website, cbc.ca/backbencher, and follow the link for the podcasts or listen right on the site. Again, that's cbc.ca/backbencher. Backbencher is produced in Halifax by Peggy Hemsworth. Pat Martin is the recording engineer, and Maggie Rahr is the associate producer. Dave Carley is the script editor, and the series concept is by Wendy Lill. Tom Anico is the executive producer.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.